It is sometimes very easy to misunderstand simple things. There was once a patient who went back to his doctor after a whole month and said, "Doctor, what you did for me didn't help. I still feel bad and my head hurts." And the doctor said, "Did you follow the instructions on the medicine bottle?" And he said, "Yes, I read the top and it said, keep the cap firmly in place." He didn't take the medicine. He misread the instructions. And we laugh because it's such a simple thing. In fact, Jesus himself, when he wanted to simplify the gospel and was asked by the Pharisees, "What is the sacred scripture all about?" He said it simply. The whole Bible comes down to this: love God and love your neighbor. Those two things are intimately connected. And today I would like to make a statement which I think hopefully will not cause too much of a stir, but it does need to be explained. A lot of times with the COVID virus, we say science will save us. My contention is both science and religion have never saved anyone. Now, I know it may be a shocking statement. That's why I need to explain it. When the Lord said, "Love God and love neighbor," did that save anyone? It's a beautiful idea. It's at the core of the gospel. But St. Augustine said this profound statement: when God created us, he didn't need our help. But when he saved us, he wanted our cooperation. In other words, the gospel is a proposition. Science is a methodology. But we have to put it in a human being and we have to bring it to life. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Science and religion as a theory doesn't help anyone. It needs to be put into life. We know many times that people say, in the name of religion, many bad things were done. And this is true. And in the name of science, many bad things were done. Do you know who invented the guillotine in revolutionary France? A surgeon who was supposed to bring life was the inventor of the guillotine. None of the wars that we have done on this planet could have been accomplished with such brutal efficiency except for science and engineering. But we do not say science is wrong. We do not say engineering is wrong. But both religion and science have to live in a human being. We give religion life. God gives us life. Imagine if someone had the cure for COVID-19 and said, "I don't want to give it to anyone until you pay me my amount. I don't want to give it to anyone." Or God forbid, what if someone lies about their research? Will science save us if it's bad science? Will religion save us if people are hypocritical and lie and do bad things? No. That is why what saves us is God and his beauty and his direction. We have to give life to those principles that say love God and love neighbor. And science has to give life to those principles of honest research and of honest hard work that brings forth the fruit of a cure, of a vaccine, of a treatment. Now, sometimes people, when they talk about religion, they mention three things: sin, that's bad; guilt, that's a sign that you did something bad; and repentance, time to get better. That's the beginning step. What sometimes we forget to talk about is another three things. Virtue, doing beautiful things, and the beautiful person that comes from that, and the beautiful character that develops from that. The goal of religion is not to stop sinning, but to become a beautiful person. The goal of science is to bring beauty, to stop pain, and to bring cures into the world. But you need good people in religion, and you need good people in science to bring this to life. You have to read the direction. Science and religion will never save anyone if we have bad people doing religion and bad people doing science. But if we have good people, if we become those beautiful people, we can do both religion and science well. And that will bring salvation to the world. Einstein had a beautiful saying. He said, religion without science is blind, and science without religion is lame. You have to know why you are doing things. Why are you discovering cures? Why are you looking at the stars? If you forget to see the beauty in nature or the beauty in human beings, then you tend to be very technical without a person, without a purpose. That is why Einstein said, religion without science is blind, and science without religion is lame. You should always have a respect for both God and humanity to be a good scientist and to be a good religious person. Christos Voskres.